Acts chapter 9. And Shaul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Master, went to the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shone round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to earth, and heard a voice saying to him, Shaul, Shaul, why do you persecute me? And he said, Who are you, Master? And the Master said, I am Yahshua, whom you persecute. Arise and go to the city, and it shall be told you what you must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Shaul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat or drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Hananiah. And to him said the Master in a vision, Hananiah. And he said, I am here, Master. And the Master said to him, Arise, go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Shaul of Tarsus. For he prays, and has seen in a vision a man named Hananiah coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Hananiah answered, Master, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem, and here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on your name. But the Master said to him, Go your way, for he is a chosen vessel to me, to bear my name before the Gentiles, and kings, and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Hananiah went his way, and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Shaul, the Master, Yahshua, that appeared to you in the way as you came, has sent me, that you might receive your sight, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from Shaul's eyes, as it had been scales, and he received sight from then on, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received food, he was strengthened. Then was Shaul certain days with the disciples which are at Damascus, and immediately he preached the Messiah in the synagogues, that he is the Son of Yahweh. But all that heard were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called upon this name in Jerusalem and came here for that intent, that he might bring them bound to the chief priests? But Shaul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the Messiah. And after many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying await was known of Shaul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. And then the disciples took him by night, and led him down by the wall in a basket. And when Shaul was come to Jerusalem, he made to join himself to the disciples. But they were all afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him in, and brought him to the disciples, and declared unto them how he had seen the Master in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Yahshua. And he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And he spoke boldly in the name of Master Yahshua, and disputed against the Grecians. But they went about to slay him. Which, when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea, and sent him forth to Tarsus. Then had the assemblies rest throughout all Judea, and Galilee, and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the sovereign, and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit were multiplied. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Yeshua the Messiah makes you whole. Arise and make your bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Sharon saw him, and turned to the Master. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did, and it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, and laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was near to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent to him two men, desiring that he should not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them, and when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him, weeping and showing the coats and garments which Tabitha had made while she was with them. And Peter there put them all forth, and kneeled down and prayed, and turning to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Master. And it came to pass that he stayed many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner. End of chapter.